Stravinsky always said that what he loved to do was have self-imposed tasks to solve. And what he does is he creates his own unreal layers and makes them appear and then makes them disappear at will. And you have a completely artificial world, which is at one hand artificial and the other completely real. Let me show you what I mean. The very beginning, the world of this fair is created in an extraordinary way. He starts off and creates strand one with just four notes. Now, the harmony is made of these four notes. They happen slow, they happen fast. The melody is the same four notes, just these four notes. He restricts layer one to only those four notes, very neutral, everything. Once you've restricted yourself to those four notes, anything works. You can do them on any beat. Anything works, so we have one layer of only four notes, and it goes on for a while. Now, then we insert layer two. The cellos come in with an excruciating high note, which they usually miss, but it's a special note, not just because it's high, but it's a new note, not one of the original four, but here. And it's so beautiful, this layer has its own unreality. We've gone from this, and now we add two notes. And those two notes are the world of the cello line. Meanwhile, the other layer is still going on like that Rousseau painting. Everything. So we have two layers, this layer plus this. Then all of a sudden, the world of evil comes in. And that note, one more note gets added. It's such an unreal world, just gradually making up a universe, adding note by note. We had these four, then we had these. Now we add these, and we have dissonance in Stravinsky's own particular way. Suddenly now this has this on top, and it's a whole new world, and then in comes element three, the bass. Back to world one, and we've made up an artificial universe, dissonance, evil, good, balance, and everyone has its own line. In highlighted form, it's perfect for a ballet, because you know when you're in the world of four notes with the flutes, you know when you're in the world of six notes with the cellos, and you know when you're in the world of dark evil with the basses. And now these are our tools to combine in Stravinsky's own unique way. We come back, same music. But now what took five measures is sped up. The fair's getting more excited. Only three measures, in comes the cellos. In comes evil. Suddenly, what took 12 measures to happen in the fair gets all squished into 5 measures. We go down into the world of evil. And then all of a sudden, the fourth element comes in, which is completely dissonant to all of this, rhythmically irrational, and doesn't even fit. We had had lots of different notes before this, but all the rhythms were together. Now we start adding another part of the fair, which is almost written out like Ives, to not belong to this part of the fair. And it gets more and more confusing, more and more dissonant. Sevens against fives. Instruments start coming in irrational rhythms. Finally, the fair comes together. This extraordinary moment, down front, spotlight, everything merges and comes together, and all the different layers come into one layer. It's an extraordinary artificial world, gradually merging, after being gradually created, joining to one spectacular conclusion.